Below the surface of the North Atlantic, well off the Nantucket Island shoreline, weightless at 60 feet below, specifically selected as an FBI agent and a medical examiner, recreational diver, female with experience required, experience in dealing with victims of trauma and bloating, four known victims, two of them children, along with mom and dad. Dad's a sitting senator, or was. And mom's a pharmaceutical executive. Children are a year apart, finishing 6th and 7th grade at a posh, expensive private school. Or rather, were. The idea of making a documentary film of this undertaking, one taking place while Jessica and her team worked over the unfortunate victims inside the senator's sunken yacht named Promises Fulfilled, did not in the least appeal to Dr. Jessica Corin. Down here, a person needed to respect every breath. Breathing was what it was all about. Breathing with the fish. But the harsh current and a lack of light cast a muted gunmetal gray veil of silt over everything, even to what should be a colorful garden of life. That's what she found looking out from her dive visor, equipped with camera and a military-grade light that beamed only a few feet ahead of her, as it met and combated with that wall of silt.
"May as well be in a padded cell for visibility,"
she said for the men above, her voice accompanied by a metallic hum. The crew topside on the Minotaur encouraged her forward, the captain replying,
"Once inside the still water in the interior of the yacht, you'll have better visibility, I promise you."
It was good to hear Ballard's voice way down here, as he monitored their progress to the dead ship on the ocean floor.